Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco, around the world, on the American Forces Radio Network. A lot of people might not know the name Ernest Lehman, but he's quite possibly the greatest screenwriter in history. Writing North by Northwest would have been enough, but The King and I, Sabrina, West Side Story, The Sound of Music, it goes on and on. And so we have a brand new book just out this week called Ernest Lehman, The Sweet Smell of Success, available from University of Press of Kentucky. And its author, John Krampner, joins us right now. John, welcome to the program. Obviously a guy who made amazing movies, but very little was known of his personal life. Is this kind of why you wanted to write a book about him?
Well, actually, I was more interested in the movie aspect, which is probably just as well. He was he was a brilliant screenwriter, but not really a very colorful person. So it made sense to go in looking at the movies first.
You know, I love this book so much, John. This is Jan Wall. I hate the cliche. I couldn't put it down, but I couldn't put it down.
Thank you so much.
I mean,
Jan,
really,
I disagree
with you about the colorful. You have so many feuds and battles that he made with movie stars. I mean, you know, from Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, when he had all kinds of problems with Mike Nichols, to his relationship with Streisand on Hello, Dolly, to Portnoy's Complaint, and I mean, this guy had all kinds of hell he went through on the set. So what I love in this book is there's so much Hollywood sort of dish and battles and gossip. I mean, it's not gossip because you've meticulously detailed it. But boy, is this hot stuff.
Well, thank you so much, because I was really trying to strike a balance between kind of going through these movies and, you know, explaining why they were so important. But at the same time, I really wanted to take the readers, behind the scenes, into the studios, onto the locations, and really...
That's what you did.
Yeah, well,
and the sexuality, I hate to sell books for you, honey, but the sexuality just drips in this book. I mean, I don't know where you get the idea he wasn't colorful. This guy had more sex and was interested in sexual... And there's so much in here, like Burt Lancaster... One of my favorite movies ever made, Sweet Smell of Success. Lancaster was such a womanizer, and Lehman later on became one, and it's just remarkable. It just drips with Hollywood lore.
Well, basically, yeah. Lancaster in particular he was such a scary person that his the Hecht Hill Lancaster offices in Beverly Hills, they had a little aviary with finches in it, and whenever a Lancaster entered the room, the finches would all go silent. he was just a very spooky person. But Hollywood has something of a deserved reputation for being a hotbed of carnal activity.
And it's all in this book. You know, Lehman was right in the middle of all of it. He was on the set all the time. It's hard to believe he was a screenwriter because, I mean, that's, of course, crucially important, but he was on the set all the time.
Well, not for always. It really kind of varied by movie. Like, the ones that he produced, he was always on the set for. He was often on the set by North by Northwest because, he was kind of almost, in a sense, making the story up as he went along.
Right, right.
And so sometimes Hitchcock would say, well, what happens next? And, he would need Lehman there to say, well, it's this, actually.
So during all this carnal activity, he had a wife of 50 years?
To be fair to him,
she was having an affair too, Ricky.
Okay.
He had an affair with his secretary at one point, but on the whole, at least as far as I could determine, he wasn't having all the affairs himself. He was a pretty low key sort of person, but it's the people around him who were kind of going wild.
Right, and he was a ham. I mean, for all our radio fans out there, of which there are many, he was a big ham radio operator. So he had a lot of fingers in many pies going around just knowing everything going on, he also made huge casting decisions. And I wish the one for Hello, Dolly would have happened, which was Elizabeth Taylor as Dolly.
That
would have been great.
Would have been more successful than Streisand.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Elizabeth Taylor would have probably gotten along better with Walter
you
Matthau
think?
than Streisand did.
Boy, did they hate each other, huh? Matthau and Streisand, whoa.
Yeah. To double back to the ham radio for one second, you know, Lehman lived in Brentwood in West Los Angeles, and he had this, you know, huge, shortwave radio tower on his lawn, and it drove the neighbors crazy because sometimes it would interfere with their phones, and on a couple of occasions, his voice would turn up on baby monitors. And
that
so parents
so
would think, oh, my God, my baby is in jeopardy. So he really had a lot of trouble with his neighbors over that.
I remember when I was... By the way, we are speaking with John Krampner. The book is Ernest Lehman, The Sweet Smell of Success. I remember as a kid going to see Family Plot,
right,
which was the last Hitchcock movie. And was this also Lehman's last movie?
No, he made one more, which was... Black Sunday, the
Super Bowl movie.
Thriller.
I like that one.
That's right.
Lehman really had his finger on the pulse of what the public wanted to see. You know, he was in really major films.
Well, the thing that's so interesting there is that he was kind of like half an artist and half a businessman. Like, he would, because he was offered a lot of movies to do, and one thing he would always think before agreeing to do it, is this something that would be successful? Is this something that the studio should really invest, you know, millions and millions of dollars in? So he was kind of like half a screenwriter and like half a businessman.
Right, that's why he was so popular, you know, because studios knew that he had that in him. And the Sound of Music, I mean, you know, Christopher Plummer, who played, you know, the Baron, used to call it the Sound of Mucus because he thought it was so sickly sweet.
The thing, what's funny about that is that even though he was, you know, so sardonic about the film, because it does have a tendency to sort of lean towards the sweet or even super sweet side, the fact that... Plummer was just so dark and sardonic, really helped to ground it and just keep it from, you know, going off into the atmosphere and just being too ultra sweet. So,
mm-hmm.
But that was actually helpful to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is
mm-hmm.
it also true that, and this goes back to 1979, that Jonathan Demme wanted him to do the screenplay for Silence of the Lambs, and he said no thanks?
The according to a screenwriter that Lehman associated with afterwards, I believe it was Brian De Palma, Brian De Palma wanted him to do one of the...
Mission Impossible,
so yeah, you're right. Supposedly so, he, this other screenwriter kind of called Lehman in his later years kind of like the J.D. Salinger of screenwriters. He would basically just turn down everything. He just sort of retreated to his house in Brentwood and just said, you know, he was kind of like Dr. No.
It's just amazing his character, the way he created and the way you show it. I just felt like I was there. And so many stars, oh, the biggest stars. His favorite star and his least favorite star.
I think
he liked Elizabeth Taylor a lot. Seemed like it.
Because they did
Virginia Woolf, and you know that was hard to do. They had to age her and fatten her up and stuff.
Right. Well, actually, if I could sort of segue a little to the side, I'll say his favorite director was Robert Wise. He made 4 movies with him: A Sound of Music, West Side Story.
Somebody Up There Likes Me.
That's the movie that made Paul Newman a star.
Mm-hmm.
And his first movie in 1954, the business movie, Executive Suite.
Oh, I love Executive. I just watched that again. What a great movie.
Oliver Stone really loved that movie, too, mm-hmm. by the way.
Mm-hmm. But if
I were going to say a favorite
star. I mean, one he didn't like, one he really detested.
The favorite star, I'd say, was Karen Black. He made two movies with her. They were rumored to have an affair. I don't believe they did, but that was the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I'm really drunk.
Oh, that's okay, but he had problems with lots of stars. I mean, whether they were drunk or whether they were refusing, you know, like George Segal, you know, refusing to do things.
Speaking of George Segal, he got really angry at George Segal because when they were on location in Massachusetts, you know,
with Virginia Woolf,
the external college scenes, you know, for Virginia Woolf, and you know, Lehman had a dressing room because he was the producer, and Mike Nichols, Segal was staying with him. And Nichols, who really detested Lehman, kind of turned Segal against Lehman. And so one day, Segal goes to Lehman and goes, "Why do you have a dressing room? I should have a dressing room. This should be my dressing room." And Lehman was furious, but he said, "Okay, you can have the damn thing," because he just wanted to do everything possible to get the movie made and the stars happy.
Right.
Well, the book is fascinating about Ernest Lehman. He was nominated for 6 Academy Awards, didn't win, but finally got an honorary one in 2001. Mm-hmm. The book is called Ernest Lehman, The Sweet Smell of Success by John Krampner, available now, University of Press of Kentucky, hardcover. Congratulations on the book, John.
John, thank you. It kept me company on my trip, and it was a wonderful read.
Oh, thank you both so much.